traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Do you think there's an issue with a girl going, damn, man, I'd really love to fix things with Logan. Man, do you think we could fly out to Puerto Rico? By the way, do you care if I right now? Like, bro, there's a reason I don't talk to this girl. You idiot. Back in my mic, bro. Look at
he goes, wait.
Oh no.
Push it back. I'll start.
Push
I
back.
Want to.
Push it back.
All right. Thanks for watching, Paul. So the number. Are we rolling, Kev?
We are?
We can't have another one of these episodes.
I know.
No, we can't.
All right, wait. Hello?
This is the Mount Sinai Health System calling with an important message.
I doubt it.
If this is Michael, please press 1.
They know exactly who you are, brother. Your
Michael,
cover's blown.
You've tested negative for COVID-19.
Let's go! Go!
I wish you were that excited for an STD check.
You should see us when we get our STD check. We got confetti. What's the dog doing?
Oh, he's got something. Pan over.
Caleb.
Pan over.
Caleb, this is important.
Pan over.
Just a whole office by himself. Just playing. Playing with a God knows what that
I will say that's not the most important artifact that he ate in the past 12 hours. Logan, care to jump in here?
I'm going somewhere soon.
No, you can't. You can't go anywhere.
You ain't going nowhere, motherfucker.
going somewhere.
I had planned on going somewhere. Important. All will be revealed one day, but I'm going to... And then... Should I say that?
Well, we'll just bleep it. So all they heard was...
All the people that... Okay. Just wait to get there.
They're like this.
Loading up RPGs. So I thought I was going to these places, and we came home last night, and Quinn had demolished my passport. Absolutely demolished.
Smoked it.
It was one of those situations where...
I thought you shredded it.
It could have been destroyed... It could have destroyed anything in the house, but the one thing he chose was my fucking passport. Swear to God, looked like this dog found a paper shredder somehow. Because the lines were so even.
Dude,
they were so even.
I told you.
How did these little strips of paper get perfectly like 3 inches each by 1.5 centimeter? Like perfect lines, this little fucker.
He took his time with it.
I know.
Where did he find it? That's what I don't know. Where did this dog possibly find a passport just laying around?
So that's actually my fault, believe it or not.
No, I believe it.
Like he didn't have the code to my safe, you know. he can't open drawers as far as I know. It was just sitting there.
Well, it's usually something that would be moved by one of the mate. Or you're a sit.
I see what you're doing now.
Oh,
I see what you're doing now.
Not only did you lose your passport.
The maids, your assistant.
I have a confession.
Your driver, your accountants.
I have a confession. For all my impulsive listeners, first off, I never said it, but welcome back to Impulsive, the number one podcast in the world. Thank you guys for listening, watching, viewing, and subscribing. The boys are back here in Puerto Rico. Yeah, it's true. I'll just say it. I'm falling apart from the inside out. I know on the outside it looks like all is well and dandy.
No, it doesn't.
No, it's not. It doesn't?
No, you just have to say my insides are starting to mirror my outsides.
My insides are starting to mirror my outsides.
It's finally catching up.
The gradual collapse you've been witnessing from the outside has now ruptured my insides.
That's no spleen.
My maid. I can't believe I'm saying this. In Puerto Rico, my maid my Puerto Rican assistant, my Puerto Rican driver, my accountants back in America, and my assistant Danny, my beloved Danny, for 3.5 years of work together are all leaving at the same fucking time.
They did a huddle.
I swear to God.
They're like, come in, team. Come on in. Come on in. Hey, fuck this guy. Am I right? Hey, fuck this guy. He brought us to the heat. For what? Let's get out of here.
Nah, bro. It sucks. It sucks.
This is such a tough ship to be on for such an extended period of time, man. It's a wild ride. Danny, I think, is one of the first people that actually graduated.
Danny graduated.
A lot of other people left early. Danny, she stuck around when all was wrong.
She was a fifth-year senior.
Literally.
Yeah.
Literally.
I love that girl so much. And I should say this. She's also not, like, quitting. She's just fed up with my shit.
Fucking exhausted. She's tired. But also, like, bro, I'm worried for you because Danny really did hold the glue to, like, everything.
We'll find someone. So part of the reason I'm saying this is because we're hiring. If you're watching this podcast and you think that you could be of assistance to this team, please find a way to reach out. I will say, though, as joking as I'm being, we're running as sharp and as optimized mentally as we ever have, so like everyone we do hire needs to be a fucking killer.
You're really gonna go with that?
What do you mean?
As sharp and as optimized mentally as we have ever.
Hey man, look at us.
Are you fucking? Do you really want to roll with that sentence in real life?
Hey, I can't wait.
You didn't want to think that one through for a hot second. You're a fucking mess, dog. What the fuck? Are you shitting me? Dude, what the fuck did you just say? It's like, how do you say that with a straight face?
What are you talking about?
These are our conversations.
You don't think say that?
You don't think, oh.
Bro, you are, bro, listen. We're never in one place even for more than 3 days at a time. Yeah, I mean, dude, it's disgusting. Listen, I can relate.
Listen to his voice.
I was sick. Bro, I can relate in a major way. I'm starting to feel the melt of what we've done for the past year. I highly and heavily believe that we have put on more miles than any other creators this entire year in terms of airlines and flying to create content. We have been all around the world. Every single day, I haven't spent more than 2 days in LA at the house at a time in so long, and I'm starting to feel that fucking burnout bad, bro.
Well, lucky for you, Mike, it's the end of the year. Because you can also start to feel the world slowing down. I can feel it now. Like, it's that Q4 that everyone's like, dude, I've been working all year. Like, bro, if you're watching and listening to this, I know you feel it. Like, Christmas is coming, dude. Thanksgiving is here. Pretty soon you're gonna be at a dinner table with a fucking fat turkey in the middle, people you love and probably hate sitting at the same table, getting fucked up with your friends and chilling on it in the holiday.
Wait, when this episode's coming out, it's like a day away.
Exactly.
Where are you gonna be?
I'll be in
2 days.
I'll be in.
Beep.
Really?
Yes. His ass is going to. Thanksgiving.
What a weird place
That's
to be.
It's a terrible
dude.
Day.
Turkeys there.
Hey, welcome back to the number one podcast. Could you do me a favor? Could you CGI a beard onto my face?
Yeah, what's with y'all? Y'all both got short 2000s. Like, is fucking Donor and Johannes about to pop out from somewhere? You guys look like you're about to make a vine.
Bro, I can't tell you how sad I got when, like, I thought my chiseled face was still underneath it. I could blame somebody. I could blame my girlfriend.
Oh, she got you thick?
Bro, she got me thick as fuck. She's treating me like a fucking king, making me sandwiches. We're going to bed, watching movies, getting high, have snacks. It's her fault. If you're happy in a relationship, you're a loser. You'll turn out like this. I gotta break up with her, bro. There's no way I can keep doing. I swear to God, I have it on camera, bro. I thought I was gonna keep going. I thought I had miles of hair. And when tink, I was like, oh.
You look like a Roblox character.
You do.
I look like the guy who's working at the Roblox.
Your head's a rhombus.
Your head is a polygon.
Yeah.
Polymatic.
I look like a really, really, like an upside down, really, really nice scoop of ice cream.
Your head,
like the guy was really generous with my
head. Your head is the Tesseract.
Nice. That's
your head
strong.
Is an ancient square artifact. Your head looks like someone used it to build the foundation of a building.
You know, it hurt me when you used an insult with my favorite
your
movie.
Your head is a cornerstone. For a new construction.
If you guys don't have friends that let you know when you gain weight.
Hey,
those
listen.
Are not your friends.
It's not that he's gained weight. His face has just become more.
It's because I gained weight. I gained 11 pounds of weight. I didn't know, bro. I literally shaved my face, immediately stepped on the scale, and I was like, oh, I didn't know about
you
this.
You ever thought it's because you shaved your face, maybe?
I thought I was losing weight with all that hair, but nope.
You're not the only one in the room, man. We got on the scale last night. It's disturbing.
No, I mean, that made me feel a lot better when I saw you guys.
I look like Snorlax.
I want you to shave your face.
Hell no. No, bro, listen, I've thought about it many times because I know what it looks like.
Mike, I know what it looks like, guys. You think you know what it looks like? No. Don't.
No, I do, but
when's the last time you shaved?
Here's why, Georgie. The girls disagree, man.
Oh.
Heavily. Oh. Heavily, and they make it well noted, dude.
They're like the beard?
Heavily, bro. And I got to roll with the ladies' opinion before the men's. I have to, bro.
No, I just wanted you to do it so we could both be fat together.
I would have done that. Oh, if I shave it right now, I'm Chris Farley, dog. I'm a fucking tire. I'm a tire, bro.
Yeah.
Well, a round wheel that hasn't been improved on in ages.
I'm a piece of technology that's been around for decades, centuries, millennia. You look like you've changed ethnicities.
I know.
But it's good. It's good. I've noticed. Can I tell you something, Mike?
What do you got?
I'm actually proud of you, bro. I swear to God, I am proud of you. I just realized this because we've had distance, and so I can kind of watch from afar. And I used to always think of you as like this big, like pathetic, kind of like accident.
I got so excited.
You know when Mike walks in the room,
what
you're like,
"What a backhanded compliment, bro!" Like he missed you on the way here, and you're like, "Whoa!" And then he came back. I was like, "Ah!" You just fucking. Dude,
I started getting so excited.
You look at his eyes are watering. He thought he was going to get his first compliment
ever.
He thought he was going to get his first compliment. Gee, I know how you feel about it. No, he called me a rhombus. You have any idea how embarrassing that is?
He called you the rhombus.
I have to look that up afterwards. I have no idea what you insulted me with. You educated me too. You have any idea how sad that is to get roasted and educated at the same time?
Because you realize you're fat and ugly.
And dumb. I don't know what a rhombus is.
Damn, we are on a tear today. I'm sorry, we might have interrupted you when you were...
No, I always thought you were stupid. But I real. I'm just kidding. That one didn't hit. That was kind of awkward and sad. That one was kind of sad.
Can you fucking finish?
Nah, I'm done.
No.
That was it.
No, you had to have been
just
going
in case you forgot.
No, that's what I'm saying. That's my opinion of you. And I'm like hard stop.
Anyone he got used a to segment? Think that and he still thinks that, Mike.
Anyone got a segment? I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. Nah, I've been just watching you, and you know, you're really doing it. You're really doing it, Mike. You're funny, and the way you walk is a bit weird, but you do get from A to B. And I can now see for the first time in my life why girls like you. I swear to God, this guy is like a giant, funny, fucking teddy bear that everyone likes, and he's smart.
He's the guy from Monsters Inc.
He's Sully.
Yeah,
he's Sully, but funny.
The way you walk.
The comedy's definitely the main thing.
And you probably scared as many kids.
I mean, dude, I've said it so many times in the show. I think if you, more so even than just making girls laugh or making people laugh, it's just having energy that makes people feel good. That positive, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but that's hard, Mike.
It is. And I honestly really do believe that it comes from the trauma, man. And I've talked the trauma, man. He's a guy. He's coming for you. No, I think it comes from that place of like, yo, I've been through shit and it's hard for me to open my eyes on any day and not feel like, wow, I'm just happy to be here, bro, and alive. You know what I'm saying? And like carry that energy through to the interactions that I have. And I think it comes with age, dude.
Also, you've kind of been in a rut for the past 2 years, and I think you're just finally getting out of it.
I'm sorry. Which rut are you talking about, dude?
Well, I mean, you were sad, but now I'm seeing you're happy.
No. That sadness is there. That sadness has always existed. That's something that I deal with every day. I just don't let it show to the outside.
So
you know what I'm saying?
Why did you say what rut?
No, because there's no rut. If there was a rut, it would be called my life. It's not like I'm in a new one. The past 2 years were the best 2 years of my entire existence.
I think your biggest confidence is when you're back home, bro.
In Connecticut?
You shine, bro. You were shining, bro. I was looking at you. I was
in Connecticut?
Like, wow.
Nah, my favorite is just being in a room with people, dude. Like in a big room with, especially with people that make me step my game up even more.
We interrupt this program to bring you a word from our sponsors. It's never too early to start gift shopping for the holidays, especially because today you can save big on a gift that they'll use every day. Raycon wireless earbuds. With seamless Bluetooth pairing and a comfortable noise-isolating fit, you can start listening right away and keep listening for hours. The audio quality is amazing, comparable to what you get from other premium brands, except Raycon starts at half the price. The new everyday earbuds come with three new sound profiles to make sure everything you're listening to sounds its best with just the right amount of bass. Raycon offers eight hours of playtime and a 32-hour battery life. There's also a built-in mic, and you can take calls on your earbuds at the press of a button. So this holiday season, get them something they can use for calls or music for work or play at home or on the go. Go to buyraycon.com/Logan today to unlock exclusive deals up to 20% off your Raycon order. But hurry, the offer's available for a limited time only, and you don't want to miss it. That's buyraycon.com/Logan to unlock 20% off your Raycons. Back to the...
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Okay, round 2. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Like this past weekend. So first and foremost, New York is alive. And we've been, guys, we've been going, and I am thinking about either relocating or getting a place there or something. The city got absolutely smoked by the pandemic, and it has come back to life in a major way. I mean, I was there for, 2 nights this past weekend before I came to PR. I spun a DJ set with Afrojack. I went to the strip club with Ruby Rose. I walked out of my hotel room naked.
What'd you say?
This has been one of my biggest fears ever.
Watching people
of my entire life, dude. No. Have you ever thought that there was a chance that you might walk out of your hotel room without your key card with no pants on?
I actually have.
That ever gone through your mind that it might happen?
Well, I'm naked and I go, I got no pockets for my key card.
Got it, of course. But I was in some sort of coma. After the Ruby Rose and Afrojack thing, it's like 7:30 in the morning. I had ordered Postmates, but I had fallen asleep with the Postmates on the way and a situation next to me.
What was it, Mike?
Nothing.
What'd you Postmates? McDonald's?
Cubano sandwiches, and it was the worst decision ever. They make me shit. I know you know that.
Why did you do that?
It almost happened the next day. But they were coming, and I fell asleep, and I woke up in a panic. Have you ever woke up in a panic and just start doing stuff because your brain's not
working properly? Yes, it's uncomfortable.
Okay, so I got up with my T-shirt on and walked out of my hotel room to get my Cubano sandwich in the lobby. Half asleep in a daze, and when I got outside the door and I heard that door close, I knew in that moment that I was fucked. Completely and utterly fucked.
What about your situation?
All I had to do was turn around and knock on the fucking door to get let back in. In my panic, I got onto the elevator and started riding up and down in the hotel panicking.
No, there's no way.
I'm dead serious. I'm not fucking... I literally...
Wait, do you have a shirt on?
Easily could have caught a fucking charge and would have had no way to explain how it happened.
Wait.
I had a T-shirt on that I was pulling down really far. It was like one of those walk of shame situations where the girl leaves with a dude's T-shirt just covering their butt cheeks.
Except he was at his place.
But I
going was, up I and was, down an elevator. Can you imagine? You're going to work. It's 8 a.m. on a Monday. You open the elevator and you see Mike Malak standing there with an XL shirt covering his balls like this. Yo, there is no coming back from that. So, if you see something like that, singed in your memory.
So I had there's way more to the story, and I don't really ever get too in depth, but I had another situation on a different floor that I had.
Well, are you saying situation as in women?
Yeah, men.
Okay, because I'm getting. I know. What you're dealing with, to me, that's a situation.
Isn't it crazy how differently I talk about like sex since the beginning of the show versus now?
Yeah, you're so mature.
Yeah, yeah. No, you waited until the only girl that was here left.
Fuck that. I suck, dude. No, but I had, and I want to talk about this maybe later in the show, but I had flown a girl in that I'd never met before. And I this is an interesting culture to me, but I'd flown this girl. What? What?
Is it the girl that we were at the party with?
No, different.
How many girls are you flying out?
No, not that. No, she was already there. I just DM'd her. No.
Just cool off a little bit.
So I flew another girl, and so I ran to her room on 14. And by the way, like, I hadn't been doing the best job, like, hosting this girl all night. Like, I kind of sucked, to be honest with you. Like, I flew her in.
Were you doing a balancing act?
I was balancing multiple situations, yes. So when I show up at her door at 8 a.m., bashing on the door in a t-shirt with no pants on.
Oh, you went to your backup.
Not even backup. It was just my lifeline. I didn't know what else to do. She said I came in her room. She tried talking to me. I closed her blinds, grabbed the towel, and walked out and didn't say anything. I then wrapped my naked body in a towel, went to the front desk, got a key card. They probably thought I had some sort of major problem, and then I got my food and went to sleep.
This is all good. It's good because you took the necessary course of action. Granted, you were very close to catching a case.
No, 100%. And I would have had no way to explain it, like I said. But,
I would have loved that. That would have been so funny.
What I was building off of was New York, dude. New York City. It's such a big...
Minus the whole I was naked in a public hotel.
But that's what happens in New York City.
I'm not allowed near like a children's facility, but New York, man, it's fucking great.
I really do love New York as well. Yeah, yeah, I can't believe it. The culture there is just different. I think I can see a shift happening, I think, maybe, where I think the hub right now may be moving from L.A. to New York. I think the next round of like creators and actors and young artists to move and pursue their dreams may end up going to New York and not LA. LA is wild, bro. The LAPD put out a statement recently. This is insane. I actually can't believe this. Where they're actually asking you to consider not driving your nice cars around Beverly Hills and wearing your watches, your nice watches to the restaurants on Beverly Hills. Because people
Gotham City now, bro.
Because people are getting robbed. Yeah.
Yeah.
We need a Batman.
I think we need a Batman. Who could it be?
It could be you. You're George, almost there. Right? You just need tights, dude.
You just need tights.
You have the confidence.
I could be the penguin. You know, the guy.
The evil penguin.
That's way closer to my current physique.
That's so
But
funny.
Dude, but I want to consider getting a spot there, man. I'd love to, if you want to split it. Like, dude, there are new creators there. That Olivia Ponton. Olivia, you know who Olivia Ponton is?
Yeah, so that's one.
Dude, I just was going to say she's a very nice girl, and I want her to start a YouTube channel because she's very funny.
Oh, you know what?
I was going to give a compliment. You made it hard for
Well,
me.
She is funny. She should start
she
a YouTube
is so,
channel.
She's so nice, yeah.
Yeah. There's a lot of good people there. It's all good.
You ever flown a girl out anywhere?
Me? Yeah.
All right. So I just want to talk about this quickly. Because obviously you live on a deserted island, man. And
it's not
and,
deserted. You guys are here now.
And I know you're damn
dude,
good at
yeah, it was a quest to get to your house.
It always is.
It is. Oh, thank God.
It's gonna be a bit.
And I know you're good at like or you're kind of like shy about talking about this stuff, but come on, man. Like, you enjoy the company of a female, even camaraderie. I'm not nothing sex. That's the thing. I think there's a misconception that flyouts are always sexual in nature. Sometimes they're camaraderie based.
That's my issue.
Did you hear Kevin giggling in the back?
Why are you giggling, Kevin?
He goes, that's a cool...
You can hear him. Listen.
Sometimes they're camaraderie based.
You stop giggling.
He's there he is.
What are you giggling about?
He's camaraderie.
No, because he just flew out a girl. She's here.
Oh,
he
really?
Flew out a girl?
Yeah, she's here. Bro, come on. We're on a deserted island. You said it yourself.
Why am I freaking out? I'm not burning you out. I'm just saying, like, dude, this is, like, easy. You could speak their language. This is your hometown.
Nah, but sometimes, dude, like, yo, you can exalt. You can.
Racist.
It's not racist.
He's Mexican, not. Not Puerto Rican.
But you speak Spanish.
But Latinas are different, you know? They're not all the same.
Let me ask.
I'm not saying they are. I can just say there's no language barrier. There's nothing racist about that. Don't try to cancel your friend like that.
You said this is your home. And it's definitely not. He's from Guadalajara.
I'm just saying, you live here now, asshole.
Oh, it is.
This is your home.
Is his home.
He's making points.
No, Kevin always does that. He always claims that shit.
Boo!
Let me
cancel Kevin.
If I know anything about Kevin and the rest of the boys on this island, it's that, yo, listen, when a water supply in a certain area becomes exhausted, you got to refill that well. And sometimes you got to fly in some Icelandic water or some fucking Tuscany. You know what I'm saying? Like, dude, you could, bro, like, supplies limited in certain areas. Like a Bitcoin situation, bro. And there's a lot of fiat out there. Yeah, scarcity. And sometimes you got to ship it in.
Scarcity.
So like...
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Now, this is a culture that's probably very foreign to the majority of our listeners. I mean, I'm sure there's not a lot of people out there who are like just, you know, in the DMs flying people out. But I think it's an interesting topic to discuss.
So my rule is, I'll open up a bit.
Okay.
Flyouts are interesting because depending on where your location is, if you're flying someone out, you got to host them usually. And you mentioned, you said you're not a good host. And here
that night specifically. Yeah.
And here in Puerto Rico, I can't afford to not be a good host. You know what I'm saying? So it's like a commitment because I know, again, we're on an island. I can't just be like, hey, I'm going to do the podcast. You cool to chill at the house for a bit? Nah, like...
Well,
that's...
That's exactly what happened today! What the fuck? Who says that they can't do something that quite literally is occurring in real time? What the fuck?
Because we're working.
He did it again!
Use a different example! Don't use the only example that is completely disproven in real time!
She's working. That doesn't count. That's not a flyout. She came with you guys. We're working. We're shooting a photo.
You have to be a good host because I'll back you on this. Yes, especially here because now here's a quick tip. If you do flyouts to places like,
hey, you mind?
Wait, can you get a mic on that tail? No, on the tail.
Good.
All right. If you do flyouts to busy metropolises like Miami or New, because okay,
oh yeah, yeah, yeah,
because here's the scary part.
Metropolis.
Here's the scary part. Flyouts with people that you know, and are dear to you is one thing, but off the strength of an IG.
No. You can't do that. That's what I'm saying.
Scary.
No,
dog.
Obviously that's what I was boiling down to.
Right.
Is if I'm flying someone out, it's because I like them. These aren't new people. I've known them for years.
Yeah.
Is what I'm saying. Because I don't want to feel like I'm hosting. I want to be hanging out with people I actually care about and I think are cool.
But regardless, you are hosting, even if it's even.
But it's kind of effortless hosting because I get along with these people. Yeah. They're my friends.
But what about these situations where I don't know? Call this hypothetical, where you do go out with the person. And this is where it gets challenging. And you meet someone that you happen to like more in that moment. Kevin's giggling again. I feel like he's got he can relate to this.
Dude, but I wonder how many people view our podcast and laugh just like that.
No, but like, yo, you get to the club.
Dude, I saw a tweet the other day. He's like, smoking out of my water bottle and watching Impulsive. It was just like a crunched water bottle with smoke and a little pipe thing. And I was like, I swear Kevin would do this.
Yeah.
No, but you get to the club and you bring this girl that you know flew 4,600 miles to see you, and you get there and there's this smoke show fucking bottle girl or some shit, and all of a sudden
you're a dickhead, man. You can't. I'm sorry, you can't. That's like one of the rules of the flyouts.
No, you can. You gotta be sneaky.
No.
Or you have to be honest and be like, yo, I found a better bitch.
Nah, I'm not.
This is a smoother way of doing it. Excuse me, ma'am. There's another bitch over here that I would like to talk to. Do you mind giving me 5 minutes?
But by the way, there's a million smoother ways to go about it. There's
yeah, just ask for a number.
No. I went to the bathroom and ended up in an Uber home. I'm so sorry. Like, there's excuses to be made.
That's I was lying. You're a liar. He's there's better ways to go about it.
Ready for this?
Ditch her in the club.
No, it's not a lie if you stop at the bathroom.
Get naked at the hotel and run around.
One other rule I will put in place for it, if you do find yourself in a situation, because it is a real culture, it is a thing, it's a whole thing, especially as it pertains to Europe, the borders just reopened, it's a whole thing. If you have enough money to bring a girl in from another location, get her own hotel room, like especially if she's not staying at the house with you. The worst thing for a girl that you either haven't met or don't know very well to find out when they get to a new location is that,
oh, sorry, the hotel room's kind of small.
Like, that's the worst fucking look ever, dude. And it happens quite a bit. It's, like, become commonplace in that culture of guys to try to, like, put themselves in a advantageous or, like, beneficial position by only having one bed to share with a girl.
Oh, no.
It's just a shit look.
No, you can't do that. You absolutely cannot.
But they've come to almost expect it in that culture, which is fucked.
Nah, you can never do that.
Super Snake talks about this a lot.
When you do flyouts, do you treat these folks?
What do you mean by that?
First class, nice hotel room.
Depending on the rates, it's all rate dependent, I would say. You know, if I can get a first, I mean.
Are you fucking balling on a budget?
Well, hold on.
He's like, come here, sweetheart, first class. Enjoy this Motel 6 that I got here.
No.
Comes with ice cubes.
I would say a room of
an ice machine down the hall.
It is loud. Even when he closes your door, when you open the door, it's like, ng, ng, and then he closes like, she can't even sleep. Mike, can I sleep by you? It's so loud outside.
I would say a room of equal rate to my own. So treat them as well as you treat yourself, I would say.
Oh, wow. That's pretty good, Mike.
Can I say something? You know what I used to do?
Well, hold on a second. I just know you ain't sitting in economy.
For this particular situation, first class was sold out that day.
Oh, yeah.
It was the next day. It was a very unfortunate situation.
Can you imagine sitting in a middle seat in economy on a plane like this?
I'm going to fuck Mike Mayer.
In the middle seat.
Like this. And your right and left are
squished.
You're just fucking squished in between world record large human beings on both sides of you. And you're just like this.
My hey, Big Mike was so worth it.
Why are you talking like Robin?
Hey, Big Mike.
Imagine the ride back when he chose another girl.
Oh,
she's stuck in the middle.
Oh,
she's like, and now it has turbulence. She's like, I can't believe you stuck me in a Motel 6.
So did you book her back economy? You had to have.
She bought a round trip, bro.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, you can't switch. Dude, clearly you can't switch classes. You can't switch rate classes.
You're reckless.
Bro, listen.
Because you know why? Here's the difference, bro.
Hold on. And
I'll stand up for you. If you don't know the girl, I could see this behavior being acceptable. But like I said, dude, every person that I've flown out here, I like care for. There's like a part of me that wants them to have a good time and to fully enjoy themselves. And so like... I'm saying the dynamic's a little different.
Well, it is, but I also, as you know, have a baseline care for all people. This particular weekend, I just did a shitty job hosting because I was sick, bro. I still am. You know that.
And it was a better bitch. That girl.
No, do you want the real? Do you want to? Do you want to know the real reason? Do you want to know the real reason that happened? And I'm not even kidding about this.
Because you're into blondes and not brunettes.
No, it was the other way. But
the new girl had bigger boobs.
That's true as well. But hold on. Let me say the real reason. The real reason is because, and I'm not saying like I wasn't exactly there to fight it, but she was actually taken, my flyout was taken away from me by a girl.
Oh, and I know that.
Yes. I actually did nothing wrong. She got robbed from me by a girl.
Yeah.
So I'm the one that was riding in the middle with turbulence. In the middle of two fat people. I just happen to be both fat people.
You left that... You.
Yeah, I left that part out.
You left that part
she
out.
She did. She got smoked, bro. She got smoked by a fucking hot girl, dude.
Yeah. I know this. I know this girl.
You saw me almost... It almost happened to me. You saw it happen to me 2 weeks earlier in New York.
I'm not sure if it's a game or if it's... If it's like accidental, but I know this type of girl that will steal, cause like girls where I'm from, yeah.
Fuck, that was good.
And so I know this type of girl that will steal women from men just as like a fuck you. Like girl power, right? Girls like girls where I'm from.
Dog,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
She did it to me twice on both trips. And honestly, like, it's become a thing, dude. And
damn.
You know both cases. Exactly what I'm talking about.
No case, no face.
I was at least hoping for an invite one of the times, but I guess fucking not, dude.
Did you check your Facebook? Maybe I sent you an invite on there.
How's it feel to be the end of a building?
Let me tell you guys what I did. When I was single, I didn't ever fly girls out because the risk to reward was...
Where are you flying them out?
Well, when I was single.
To where?
Arizona?
Arizona. I mean, not Arizona. LA.
Hold on. I like where you're going with this because I think you're going to speak from a place of the listener. Go.
So, I didn't ever because... Not even if they were beautiful, if they hopped off the plane and they were gorgeous, there's some girls that are obviously gorgeous, but they're batshit crazy. So I was like, fuck, one, I don't want them in my house. I've never met them. How about now?
Okay. He did one thing. He went, and by the way, didn't even change anything. Nothing. Nothing happened.
Nothing clicked. Nothing. Anyway, so what I'm, long story short, is I never really wanted to fly people out because I was nervous about that. So what I did is when I had time on the weekend, I would go fly out to see them. The reason why is because, one, I like to see new places. And if that didn't work out, that situation, I had my own hotel room. I could go venture out and then just meet other
people. No, I like that. And what I do is kind of a hybrid because I'm meeting them in places that I don't live either. Do you understand what I'm saying? I'm in New York. Smart, I'm in this
neutral.
Place.
I didn't know about that.
It's even better because then it feels comfortable for both people because I'm as lost as you are.
And you could slip and be like, oh, I'm sorry, I have work. I'm my bad.
Oh, but Nade Shot said it on the podcast. You've said it on the podcast. Life has become just a relentless grind of... views, sponsors. I am stuck in the loop, dude. I am stuck. And I'm only putting out one video a week, but they're intensive.
I have a question.
There are 4 days of shooting, 2 days of fucking editing, sponsors, brand deals.
Listen, I get it. But how can every person in the world not get this? Get what you're feeling? Like, at least we're in a profession where we can kind of take a break and have the liberty to go do other things. Like how does someone in a 9-to-5 not feel that redundancy eventually end up getting to them and you're getting tired and you want to try something else in your life? Like, I feel like this is not uncommon. Everyone
Correct.
Feels burnout in whatever career you're in.
Correct.
And again, at least we have the privilege to go, you know what? I want to take 2 weeks off.
A lot
of people can't. Yes, we do.
I don't think so.
I want to back George on it before even... The reason I don't, and you say that and you're right, and people have always said, yo, take the mental health break. Take the break, restructure, blah, blah, so on and so forth. But man, the internet is forgetful, dog.
Uh-uh, uh-uh. I have a theory.
The YouTube algorithm is a penalizing motherfucking engine, bro.
Yes, that's the reason I can't leave.
I have a theory, guys. Good content, good art, good media is undeniable.
Yeah, yeah.
It just is. If you make something that's good and people are going to watch it, people are gonna watch it.
I don't agree with you. I don't agree because I've seen people that will post the absolutely most unbelievable content.
On whose accord, though?
Yours? No.
Who's saying it's amazing? You?
Yeah, I think it's amazing.
Well, maybe your taste is a little bit more specific. Like,
no, I would watch something and be like, "Whoa, how is this guy not blown up?" Like, I'll give you an example of mine. My vlogs are really, really good.
According to who, though?
Go read my comments. Everybody's kind of like...
Again, according to your fans, sure.
I think my content is probably heavily one of the best contents on the platform.
That is the boldest fucking statement I've ever
heard
in my life.
But I do like it. But I do like it.
I like my content. I think my content is really, really
good.
Again, enjoyable.
So my answer according to who is according to you.
So again, that's why we can't stop. So if our content is to us is good, so you want me to change my art form so I can appeal to other audience?
I don't care what you do.
That's what I'm saying. I can't stop my form of art because if I do,
short answer, yes. Like, I mean, technically, like you do sometimes have to change things up to apply to a wider audience. Otherwise you pigeonholed yourself.
It's just like this, Georgie. What are you creating for? If you're creating for you, don't change a goddamn thing. Yeah, if you want to be a big YouTuber and make a lot of money, maybe cater to the algorithm a little more or change some things up. And like, I don't know. Again, that's why I'm asking is who's the judge of what's good and what's not. The answer is sometimes the YouTube algorithm, watch time.
Exactly.
Subscribers.
Exactly.
Views.
Exactly.
And so sometimes if those things aren't coming, you may want to reevaluate a little bit. You know what I'm saying? I've had to do it fucking 100 times. Yeah, yeah. It's the worst, bro. Trying to like game the system and figure out what's working and what's not and why. And like Hayden, my editor, went, I think he did a TED talk recently or he did, he spoke at a web summit or something. Yeah. And, it's fun. It's been so cool to like grow up with Hayden, and we've both learned so much, as from the creator mindset, both behind and in front of the camera. And, he made a speech where basically he outlined that creators now are chasing, algorithmic metrics, watch time, audience retention, CTR, click-through rate, right? Yep, yep. And so these like artificial, they're not artificial, but I don't know if they're the best metrics to be chasing when you're talking about like art and storytelling. Well, and his argument was that the art of good media and good stories is being lost to analytics, which kind of fucking sucks and is kind of true and is why, personally, dude, I do not consume fellow creator content. Not one person, dude. Because they're just chasing a...
You watch The Night Shift because you have to. Because you have to. Wait, hold on, prove
the shit.
You're right. But not. But the craft is not being lost to algorithmic metrics by the choice of the creators. It is a game that must be played. And I'm in between the two of you a little bit where. Yes, good art speaks for itself, but if you have an algorithm and a platform and a culture that shuns the idea of breaks and lowers the engagement of your audience, then you have to feed into that machine. And that's a sad truth. And honestly, like I will speak for myself, and I'm not talking about what the audience thinks, what anybody else thinks. I personally believe that my content right now is the best that it's ever been. It's super engaging, super fun, and it's because of this travel and lifestyle direction that I've taken it. I'm in a new city every week. I'm with new people, new food, other collaborators, creators. I've got every different angle covered, and it's performing incredibly well, and the sponsors are paying a metric shit ton of money. And so I think the harder thing to walk away from or take a break from is when you're fucking hot. That's hard. That's hard for me to say, yo, I don't want that $1 sponsor this fucking week. I'm going to step back and not take it.
I mean, but now you're describing getting your money, and that's the grind. And that's another thing you got to like put your head down and go. Dude.
And it's different for me because as the majority of creators in the space, 22, 24, 26, dog, this window ain't going to be open for me forever. You know what I'm saying? Like there's going to be a time in the next 4 years or 5 years where my body literally cannot take the abuse of flying to 6 different countries in one trip.
Dude, I can't believe you're going to be 40 one day.
One day? God willing.
I know. It's actually insane, dude. It's actually insane. It's insane that this is like a...
Can I ask you a question? Yeah, yeah. Can I ask you a question? Yeah, be honest with me. Yeah. I'm just going to ask you, dude. Yeah. When you're 40 years old, are you going to be in like marquee?
I don't know.
Like this? Damn.
I don't know.
I'm one of those guys.
I don't want that.
Motherfucker.
Unless I'm being paid, with your
hat backwards, just like this, right? But no hair under it, by the way. It'll be gone.
No.
Your beard will be this long and you'll have... Never mind.
Bro, I don't know. I don't know, Logan. I'm scared.
Well, what do you know, Mike?
Okay, this is a good parlay into what I was talking about. I love that word, obviously. This is connected deeply to what I was just talking about. Guess what I'm not finding time to focus on right now?
Your mental health.
Personal development, mental health, building a relationship, building a fan, like what any of that shit. Because all I do...
Do you think you're focusing on women too much?
No, because I know I talk about it on the show a lot, but in reality, I know what it represents as a part of my actual stake of time, and it's really not that much.
I think you're just not calculating it, and I'm not saying that in a disrespectful
way. No.
I truly mean like, because when I was single, dude, I didn't know how much time I was spending on like DMs and looking at girls or talking about girls or going on dates, bro. Like to take a girl out on a date, there's a lot of fucking work that has to get into that.
Dude, I was having this conversation with this girl, actually. And she's been telling me she's been going on a lot of dates and shit. Yeah. And I commended her because, like, I just do not have the energy for dates. Dates are a thing.
Dating is so important.
Dating culture is important for, like, a meaningful relationship. But, damn, you are spending so much time, energy, and potentially money on someone that might suck. Like, that's the risk for dates with me. I'm unwilling to potentially spend time with someone who I do not get along with. Like, imagine like the end of like a 2-hour dinner where you're just like, fuck.
I've never had a bad date.
Wow.
In my entire
really?
Life.
Not I've once. Actually never had a bad
never.
Date.
Never. Because
I can control the atmosphere, bro. Same. Even if I dislike her, then I'll just like have a good night with her and like enjoy her company and just call it a night. And
no way.
I really haven't. It turns into a good conversation. We have a good time.
Hold on.
Not one time.
It will always appear that way. I have a fucking podcast. I could talk to a wall if I wanted to. Like, I can have the conversation. I can have the good time. But I'll go home going,
yes,
damn, that girl was a brick 100% of a human. Like, there's no, it's two-dimensional. And so that feeling for me makes me really turned off to dating.
Do you know when the last...
Can we get... What is this dog is on one today, dude? He's in the circle chasing... Hey, excuse me. Yeah, cut the shit, man.
The other issue, and this is why I'm able to actually argue the point of time spending, I don't remember the last time I was on a date. I mean, it's been years since I was on a proper date, dude. It's all just nightclub meetups and pregames.
Also, hold on. So I see the women you're going for.
That's what I'm saying.
Here's the thing, bro. Like
a quality thing that like these aren't dating girls.
Well, no, this is what my mom said to me.
It's a mix,
and it fucked me up when I was a kid. I was dating this girl, and I was in love with her. I was so in love with her, and as a Middle Eastern mom, she's like, I don't want to meet any of your girls. I'll let you know when I want to meet them, but I don't want to meet them. Belle was the first girl she's ever met.
Wow.
The first girl. And one time I had to come home to sign something for a contract, so I had to bring her because I was on a date. So I was like, okay, she literally was just in my living room for 2 seconds. And just 2 seconds, my mom met her, and I looked at her, and I go, Mom, what do you think? And she said the most, like, it crushed me. Because remember, I was in love with this girl. She said, hey, when I take the trash out, I don't expect you to bring trash back into my house. And I was like...
She said that about who?
About the girl I was on the date with. And I was like, whoa. I was like, Mom, what the fuck? Like, I love this girl. And she goes, you love lust. You don't love lust. You don't love love. She goes, don't bring trash into my house again. And guess what? That was the girl that did like fucking... She was the one that did pull my mom caught it years before it fucking happened. And... I had to sit with myself one day and be like, yo, my intentions with these women when I first ignite this is sex. I get stuck here. Yeah. And because I focus more on the physical. So the one time that I took time to myself and I was like, yo, I need to like chill. That's when I met the right one. But here's the craziest part. Because a lot of people, I see them, they're commenting. They're like, yo, bro, like you marry this girl. Like this is the one. Like you're so lucky. But it's like, yo, you guys got to realize that a relationship is work.
Yeah.
I had to do a lot of compromising on my side to make it work. She did as well. But the quality never changed. I never fell in love with a mirage. I feel like there's a lot of patterns and potential. And I always talk about this with people. When people are like, oh, I love this person. As soon as they get like this, that's a mirage. You're falling in love with a potential that person could be one day. But if they're not going to change for themselves, they're not going to change for you.
Well, you also have to keep in mind one other thing. We're vastly different people. So the girls that I talk to are actually closer to me. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, bro, I'm a bit of a enigma, brother. But, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not bringing them home to a Christian. I brought Lana Rhodes home to my mom, and my mom was like, I love this girl.
Do you love her? Did you love Lana?
Yes, of course. So here's what my
mom...
Wait, let me finish.
And I want this to be spoken to everybody because I'm tired of this like judgment past thing. Whatever she did to become the person you love, she had to go through that.
No, 100%.
So whatever happens when you meet, that's fine. As long as moving forward, you guys are united in a really, really good future. But unless you guys are working and compromising, it's not going to work. I think Lana and you guys could have worked out if you guys would have compromised.
Well, let's not get into that too much. I was just using that as a quick example of like more of my style of... I didn't mean it in even a sexual way. I just mean the eccentricity of the people that I surround myself with. We're a bit stranger than the average, like, hey, George's mom, like, this is my girl. She's going to school to be a doctor. Like, dude, I'm a bit of a weirdo, man. You know what I'm saying? The people I associate
with. Work through this
with
me, George, because you're right. And that your pattern versus potential advice, as you know,
so true.
Was the truest advice
for sure
that you've ever given me in relationships. And I apply it to my life. In everything.
Yeah.
Pattern, not potential.
Yeah, absolutely.
I make decisions based on that. If I notice something's going a certain way for a certain amount of time, like everything. But work through this with me because this has happened.
Yeah.
I've spent tens, potentially hundreds of hours, not tens, FaceTimes, texting, even a couple dates with some girls, and all good. And sometimes, you know, I'll wait for that perfect moment to really get intimate and make love for the first time. But I've had situations where, like, I'm really into a girl and we hook up and there is absolutely no sexual chemistry.
You need sexual chemistry.
No, N-E-E-D. Like, it's been going, like, I've had this thought, wow, this girl could honestly, like, I could be with her forever.
Yeah.
First time we hook up, I go, holy shit. She's a homie now. Like, unfortunately.
Now,
like,
can I ask you, is because she was, like, terrible in bed? Or is it because she was too much?
It's a chemistry. Not even. It's a chemistry thing.
I don't think terrible is, like, the word. It just didn't click for whatever reason. Or maybe like, we are different speeds. Yeah, maybe. Yeah. And I've feared this. I've entered a realm now where.
You have. That's that. Yeah. I was about to get to you on that. So, remember, I hate to be biblical, but this is the reason why you're only supposed to be with one person. You're not supposed to really just, like, spread your wings and fly out with multiple. You have too many tastes in your mouth. How is one girl going to satisfy what nine other women this week could do for you?
Because it's been done.
Exactly. So, like, what you got to do now is you got to train. This is where the work comes in.
Okay.
You got to, like, kind of take a step back sexually, because now you're too sexually driven. So you got to take that step back and bring it back to reality.
Yep.
So cut pornography. If you're going on Instagram and you catch yourself looking at women or, like, digging deep in it, cut that shit.
So you want me to have boring sex?
No, not at all.
Well, that's what you're saying.
No, he's not.
Because
saying,
you can get as crazy as you want with your girl. But you gotta like step it back when you're too sexually driven.
It's not
It's tunnel vision.
It's not tunnel vision. I just told you I spent tens of hours.
No. What did I say when you said that? I said no. You need sexual chemistry. You do. But what's gonna help your sexual chemistry is you guys are at a different platform. You guys understand? You guys are not at a grocery store bagging groceries and you're like, oh, she's kind of hot. Let me take her on a date. You guys could really look at a girl and be like, all right, if I really want to be intimate with her, give me a few days to a few weeks. We can make this happen. When you have this much power and you can sleep with this many amount of women and you have this many styles, it's going to be very, very tricky when you find the one girl that you love and you're like, oh, this is like this. Mind you, I'm not saying that. Like, I got very lucky on my situation with Belle. She's hornier than me. I can't simmer it down. I'm exhausted. But what I'm saying is I think that if I didn't take my necessary steps weren't sexually driven. That wasn't my situation. Yours is. Yours is like, yo, I need that spark. I need it to happen in bed. What I'm saying is that is going to spark for you if you take a step back. If you're too far deep, you're not gonna enjoy it. It's kind of when you eat ice cream every fucking day. You're not going to enjoy ice cream
after dinner.
It's
called cleansing your palate. You have to cleanse your palate.
My palate's cleansed. But I'm participating in No November. I haven't nutted once this month. I lied.
You've been lying a lot on this podcast today, huh? You guys have both been lying on this podcast.
That was intentional. That is a fucking lie.
The only thing I'll say is, and you're 100%, everything, Georgie, you're saying is 100% right. I don't think there's anybody that could disagree. If the intent is to find a relationship, my intent has been the exact opposite of that since me and Lana broke up. I've been out of that realm. You know what I'm saying? I've been focused on work, building, doing content, building career, continuing to capitalize. But the one thing I will say about, you're right about cleansing your palate. You're right about abstaining so that you enjoy. If you take too many dopamine hits of anything, you will build a tolerance. And sex is included in that. The one thing I will disagree on, though, is I don't think there's any way to falsify sexual chemistry.
No, I'm not saying you could.
I know you didn't say that, but even the abstinence, like, bro, if it ain't there, it ain't fucking
there. You know
what's
fucking wild? Let me ask you this question.
Go ahead.
No, you go first.
I was just going to ask you, because it's built off something that you said earlier, do you notice at least slightly prior and you're trying to trick yourself into the hope that when you get to the bedroom, it heats up? Because I don't know how to put this back. I'm active enough to have sex with some girls that I don't have great chemistry with, and I kind of know that. You know what I'm saying? But do you sometimes, when you know that it's going to go in the right direction in the bedroom, you know early in the night usually.
Sometimes, but I'm telling you, I've been proven right and wrong both times. I've been proven where, like, best day ever, horrible sex. Worst day ever, great sex. Yeah, it's so fucking weird. Mm. And I've found this fascinating. Women, y'all are enigmas. I've had the most docile, calm, sweet, always, innocent girl. Always. Bro, what the fuck happens when that bedroom door closes that this girl turns into a fucking vixen? A siren of sorts. Eat your heart out.
And your
strap
butt.
You down and eat your ass. No, but seriously, like, what is it like that this happens? With me, it's like kind of what you see is what you get. Like, I'm pretty much probably what you'd expect.
Nah, I don't think so. Wait, what are you expecting?
Like sexually, I'm saying. Like, I don't think.
What do you bring to the table?
The table.
A four-legged structure.
My table only has
You're one. Like a tornado that hit for like 4 minutes.
You know
you're
what
like
I
less,
think?
30 seconds.
You're like...
I'm a flash flood.
Good. Because it's going to take a secondary to get wet. Anyways, you're like...
No. Oh, you know what you know what the telltale sign I think is? I think that you could tell a lot from a kiss. I think you could tell a lot from a kiss, dude. You get these girls that just cannot kiss.
Have you guys ever had sex without kissing somebody?
Probably.
Yeah, it's not the best. It feels very disconnected. That's called yeah.
Kissing's interesting though, cuz it's a dance. And maybe you're the bad kisser.
But it's not the case because it's just not.
Kiss
prove
me
it.
Right now.
Yeah, I was in the bear proven.
I mean, dude, listen.
What are the odds you kiss my boy right here, right now? 1 out of 10.
Kiss me.
1 out of 10. Don't be a bitch.
Don't be a bitch.
Oh, man. Odds?
Yeah. 1 out of 10.
No, because if I lose, I'm completely done. I'm fucked.
I'm saying, just give him one peck. Don't be
what
weird.
What are the odds? You're not gonna
1 out of 10.
You're not going to get it.
You're not going to get it, bro. Ready? 1, 2, 3, 2. 8.
Oh. I was going to say 8. And I switched. Oh, my God.
I switched it last second.
Wait. Jeez. Logan said it was a dance. Logan, what are the odds? Okay. Hold on. Let me think. Oh. 1, 2, 3, 6.
Five. Oh, God. Thank God.
Damn, I was trying to touch my
All right, Kevin.
No, it is. No, you're right. And once again, you are right about that because similarly to the chemistry in the bedroom, it is a symbiotic situation. Kissing is a symbiotic situation. And if you have one person who is my advice to anyone who's having trouble in that department, kissing, because we probably could give a decent amount of advice on this show. My simple advice would be to slow down and loosen up. Those would be my two easy in all aspects of sex. If you're a dude, you're probably going a little bit too hard, a little bit too fast, and a little bit too forceful.
Correct. Can I wrap my girlfriend out real quick? I'm just gonna.
No, hold on. Let me. Because she likes to get smoked.
No, it's been
is,
like.
Is that what you're about
no,
to say?
No, it's like.
And you're gonna try to disprove me.
It's like almost 3 years deep, bro. And I like, I told her once I was in a rush. I was like, come on, man.
Nah, bro.
Let's hurry this up. She kisses me like it's a set of a movie, and this is the scene that's gonna sell the movie. Every time I go, baby, I'm just going to the mailbox. Like, I'm gonna be back, dude. You don't need to kiss me out of the rain like this.
Because that's what girls like. That's what girls like, bro. That intimacy, that.
She's French Italian, bro.
Yeah. So she's a lover. She's a lover. But yeah, I mean, dude, that's generally the advice in that. And dude, that goes all the way back to fucking the Riley Reid episode where she was like, dude, like guys are. Slow the fuck down. Like, just chill out a little bit. Relax yourself.
Do your girl suck on your toes at all?
No, because I'm not a feet person.
I know damn well you ain't about to even think about identifying and locating what I think you're about to find.
I just saw a video the other day. Mike sent it in the chat of some girl, bro. How do I describe this? Have you seen Mike's toes?
I don't want to talk about this.
You have, though?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. But you know what I'm saying.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, it's hard to look at those things.
Those
hooves. I saw a video yesterday or a couple days ago. Mike sent to the group chat of a girl sucking on his toes, cleaning them dry. His toes. And not like reluctantly. This girl, like, they were in a weird position, like almost like just chilling on a bed. It was what is, I imagine, post sex.
Yes.
Right? You had hooked up and she's just fucking around. playing with Mike's giant fucking paddle foot. Like a,
is
like
this a picture
popsicle.
Or like a video?
It's a video. And she's just going, uh-huh. Uh-huh. And I'm watching. It's so, poor girl. I'm watching the fungus.
There's no just fungus.
In and
my
out.
Feet are clean.
In and out.
Look at my socks. They're so white. My feet are clean.
It's the toenails that I'm worried
no,
about.
No, they're
well, how can
actually,
a toenail point in all four
white.
Directions?
I'm not gonna lie.
How can a toenail point in northeast, south, and west?
Because I have bunions. Like Paul. Listen.
Your socks look like they stuffed something with them. They don't look feet. It looks
your
like,
socks
like
looks
something.
Like a murder weapon. Like that you use in jail. Like you yeah. fill a sock with rocks and,
we saw
and
this.
Beat your cellmate.
Yo, some girls have actual foot fetishes. It's a real thing.
I know. How
it's
crazy
a real
is
thing.
That, but with yours?
Can we talk about one really hot button topic that we've been waiting to talk about? Because this really has slowly but surely become the sex episode or like
I realize that this is the girl
episode. It's the girl episode. We should definitely talk about this this idea of, and this once again, I'm just not so sure how relatable this is going to be. Maybe there's some frat bros out there. Maybe there's some girls out there who could relate. I don't know. But how many girls or guys, is it okay for one person to claim in a non-monogamous situation? So I'll give you an example. If you're a dude out there who has a strong roster, how many girls is it okay to tell your boy that they are completely and utterly off limits?
14.
Now I'll take a real answer, please.
I
just
want to
hear your
answer.
Hold on, George first.
What I think?
Yeah.
All right, so you're telling me like, yo, like that's off limits?
Yeah, and it could be monogamous or not.
I don't know. I feel like that's a per relationship type of thing. I think this is just an agreement you come up with your boys.
It's circumstantial, man.
Yeah.
But also like, I know what you're talking about. This is between you and I, bro.
Yo, talk about it, bro.
Well,
I'll be completely biased. I'll give you guys both my opinion.
Why don't you try being unbiased?
My question is who do you think I've like?
I thought I could sneak that in.
Who do you think I put an off limits on one recently that I told you.
Yeah. So,
but other than that, I'm telling you, my hands are off. I don't think you can get it done. I'm more entertained to be like,
on
which one?
With the A or the S? Are you talking about the A or the S?
I don't know what I'm talking about.
Hello?
Oh, bro.
Both. I'm saying both. Go for it. This is what I'm saying, because I just don't think you can get it done.
Georgie, we having this conversation right
now. Oh, I think you have to.
Oh, he already got it done.
No, he didn't get it done.
Oh.
Okay, let me preface. My belief.
Yes.
My belief.
We've been sitting on this for so long.
No, not so long. That's not true, because the conversation was going to happen. My belief is that one guy could claim one girl at a time. One girl. That's it. And
well,
it,
that was fucking 50 years ago, bro. Times have changed.
The dinosaurs were acting a certain way.
Jesus only had 12 disciples.
And then some people will allow a gumad or a side chick, right?
A gumad.
The Italians will understand. A side chick. And they'll say, yo, that's my side chick and this is my main chick. They're both off limits, right? All right. I asked Dan Bilzerian about this at a party last week. I said, Dan, me and Logan have been going back and forth on this. How many girls is it okay for one man to claim? And he said two girls. There was more to the story, but it's long.
I like a finite number. I could go with that number.
He went with two. The girl that we're talking about.
Which one?
This one's S.
Okay.
And maybe we'll bleep that. She has been very okay. Okay, so I'll give a little bit of background. Are we actually doing this right now?
I think so,
dude. Don't fucking back out.
So.
Come on,
it's
suck
not,
it up.
Cause
suck your toes and get going.
It's not my thing. I'm the passenger right now, waiting for something crazy to happen.
I don't know if I want to do this.
I'll do it.
No. If we're gonna do it, I'm gonna do it. But I don't know if I want to do this.
Come on, don't be a bitch, bro.
She's been hitting me up, asking me, yo, can you fix things between me and Logan? things between her and Logan are broken because me and this girl had a DM exchange that was friendly, but I think it was taken in, out of context and just looked at wrong. But there was no malintent or sexual nature to it. So her and Logan are in a bit of a tussle right now, and she's hit me up many times and said,
"Wait, hold on a second.
Yeah, yeah, yep.
There is no tussle.
Right.
No.
Sorry.
There's not a tussle. There's nothing.
Correct.
I went, cut off.
Exactly.
Not even like weighing on my mind. Like I'm good. I'm living my life.
She's been hitting me up and saying like, yo, do you think that you can fix things with me and Logan? I'd like to come to Puerto Rico. I want to fix the situation. And let me explain something to you. No matter what your thoughts or beliefs are, like I'm going to look out for the situation. And I knew that you had at one point had an interest in her. And so I thought it was in your best interest and my best interest to pull it together. So I'm like, let me see what I can do. The sentiment of those text messages and conversations have begun to change a little bit over the past week. And so me and George were at a party the other night.
And we both railed her, bro. I'm just kidding. Just imagine.
And she was like, yo, do you think that we can go to Puerto Rico to fix the situation? I said, I'll work on it. And then she said a couple minutes later, but if like me and Logan, like, you know, weren't a thing, would you even want to fuck me? And I said, I will not answer that question. I know where this conversation's headed and I'm not going to answer that question. And she said, because I would suck your cock right fucking now. And I have no gag reflex.
That's not true.
What, the gag reflex?
That's not even remotely true. No, that's not true at all.
She does have one?
Yes. Yes. Bro, you get a girl without a gag reflex, like, that's like some wife shit.
And
straight up. I found like one of these girls. Like maybe two that actually have no gag reflex.
And she proceeded to grab my index finger and stick it down her throat.
Yes.
At a party.
It's impressive. But she
throws up immediately.
She has a gag reflex.
And I said, yo.
But Mikey.
And George was there. And
I got the call right
now. I said to her very clearly and specifically, I go, Logan is my best friend.
Yes.
I would never fucking
wait,
do that.
Stop. Do you think there's, because this is a red flag for me. Do you think there's an issue with a girl going, damn, man, I'd really love to fix things with Logan. Man, do you think we could fly out to Puerto Rico? By the way, do you care if I suck your dick right now? Like, bro, there's a reason I don't talk to this girl. You fucking idiot. Like,
well,
yes,
not me.
Have sex
I
with
didn't
the girl.
Do anything.
Bro, hook up with a girl. These girls that have been like LA'd, if you will. I'm washing my hands clean, bro. I live in Puerto Rico.
No,
now.
As you should. As
I don't
should.
Want this noise. Like, and by the way, again, I'm steps ahead of this.
Yeah, I know.
You know what I'm saying? So with her, like, honestly, bro, I'm wiping my hands clean. My only like thing that I would say is, and here's why I said I don't think you can get it done. I'm not questioning your ability to pull. Or pull
well, games. After this, I'm not gonna be able to get it done.
No, because
you still have a week. When is this post?
That's interesting.
You could get it done this weekend, but
that'd be so savage.
And
it's us talking about it too. So she's just like, Lily, she's like, oh, the podcast just came out. Oh, just and that's the clip. It's like, you could get it done this week. She's like,
you know, it's. I think the actual action of getting it done, like any sort of like hooking up, it's gonna be a moment. If you two ever do it, it's gonna be a moment where you're gonna go, damn, like we both know Logan very well, and like we both at this moment are gonna like,
I think because of your red flag situation and what you've noticed, I think it will very much feel like that for me, but it won't be symbiotic. I honestly, dude, I'm blown, no pun intended, away because
by the savagery.
There was the statement of can you keep a secret because I can was said. Like that's horrible.
No. And I
know
you
can't keep a secret. No,
and I noticed these after some time. I stop. What the? We're in the middle of a podcast. You're subscribed.
Go get her.
Why is? All right, look. I noticed these traits with that girl, and so again, I stopped
because
I just don't have interest. And you know what the saddest part about this is, bro? You know this. she used to be not like this. She used to be such a sweet girl. Like, she got LA.
She's probably, listen.
Mm-mm, bro.
There's a point in people's lives when it comes to LA, they lose themselves to the city. They get lost in the sauce.
I know.
But she could always find herself.
She told me that she just really enjoys giving head. And you know that that's true. Wait, bro.
Yeah. No, I know. But, like, there's a difference between enjoying giving head and, like, sucking your lover's best friend's dick. You know what I'm saying?
Like, that sounds like a mission. That's like a hit list.
That's like, eh. You do your thing.
That was my main concern.
What? What's your agenda here? I want to fix things with Logan, but do you mind if I suck your dick? Shut the fuck up. What are we talking about?
Finish up what you're doing and get the fuck out.
And go make amends with Logan.
Wipe your mouth and think about what you just did.
My favorite part of it is walking out of these situations victorious. I love that feeling of just knowing that my friendship with someone was more important than that. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, that's a good feeling.
It really
is a good fucking feeling to know that you have that bearing straight.
I had this situation in the past where I was dating this girl. You're not going to know this girl. I was dating this girl and we had broken up. And I had a friend call me and was like, yo, I'm out with your girl. This was like months down the line. She's like, I'm out with, you know, this girl at this club. And she's like coming on to me. And this friend asked me, I'm asking you if I can hook up with your ex-girlfriend. Like, essentially. And truthfully, it was hard for me at the time to say that, no, I don't mind. And I don't know if it was like an ego thing. If I felt like I said yes, I'd feel like weak. Like my connection to my ex made me feel weak. So I said, no, I don't mind if you hook up with her. And then they did hook up and it actually like hurt me the next day. I was actually like kind of in pain. So oftentimes I'll feign a sense of disconnectedness. I think it's my fucking ego being like,
I'm so proud of you for realizing this, because I've seen you do this so much.
Yeah, it's what I do. I try to convince myself that I don't care, so I'd let my friends run amok. But I will say there is a extreme comfortability, power, and confidence in being disconnected from women. Sorry, y'all. What did Post Malone say? This is kind of ridiculous, but he said it's either bitches or money or the commas.
Yeah,
right. And like, it's a joke, but not really. Like, I'm just on a bit of a different mission right now, and until I find the woman who's gonna raise a family with me and who I fall in love with and give my heart to. Like, a lot of it is extracurricular, if you will, and I try not to get too connected in the minutiae of relationships.
And I don't know if it's like an ode or an homage to the fact that you're a big hearted kid or whatever, but you are awful, awful at doing it. I am as disconnected as you are in the exact same hunt as you are career and money, and absolutely disconnected from the idea of dating. But you have always overstepped that line. And have been have done a poor job of keeping, maybe it's not a poor job, maybe I'm wording this the wrong way, or maybe you do a good job of it, but if you were truly disconnected, then this conversation would never even have happened on the show.
Do you know what I'm saying? I disagree, bro.
You'll have like an ongoing mini relationship with, you know, a dozen girls at the same time.
Max is like
four.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I said this at the beginning of the podcast. These aren't girls. Correct. Like, if I'm spending time, like that girl that we're talking about, bro, I've known her for six fucking years.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, man, I thought she was someone that she turned out to not be. Like, through the development of her life and my life, we've changed, and she's changed in a way that I just kind of want to wash my hands of. Like, I'm sorry. I don't want to deal with it. So now I'm practicing that disconnected nature of like, we had our time. It was what it was. And now, like, you're free to do what you want with your lives.
I'm going to say to you what somebody said to me 8 months before I got into my relationship.
Stop. That's my no-no square.
He said, don't touch my no-no square. End quotes.
It was beautiful.
You believe in like universe or higher power, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so I'll use that in a reference to you. So you're saying that you want...
Oh, shit, hold on. Yeah, okay, go for it.
You want... you're waiting for the right girl. But what if the universe or higher power, whichever you believe in, is not giving you that because of how you're dealing with what you've already been getting? So, like, for example...
Well, he's not looking for the right girl.
Now, I'm not saying you're treating them bad, by the way. I'm not saying you're treating them bad. But what I'm saying is, are you looking? Are you actively looking for it? Or are you just kind of, like, making dues of what you have now?
No, I'm looking.
Okay.
I mean, I'm always looking at everything. I'm a looker. I look at things.
He's an observer. But I thought you just said you're not in any way looking because you're focused on the craft and making money and shit.
No.
Oh, you just said bitches over commas or whatever.
He's saying that's it's
true. Like a, it's at this war path that I'm on at the moment. Yeah, absolutely. But like, man, and it may have happened already. If I find a girl that goes, nah, dude, like, I'm you, but a girl. I'm gonna notice and recognize that and pursue. Like I know when I'm gonna be in hot pursuit soon.
I always think of you falling in love with like a philanthropist. I said
no,
it wrong.
No, you said it. Right.
It's someone who fills lamps with wrists. Yo, I've got this hollow lamp, and I'm gonna fill it with the corpses of old sailors. A Phil Lamperist.
A Phil Lamp with wrist. That was amazing.
Phil Lamp with wrist.
He is Chucky Finster.
Dude,
from
my
Rugrats.
Tongue gets locked up
he
so
is
much.
Chucky Finster from
wait,
Rugrats.
Wait. I want to wrap this up. I just want to say one thing. Bro, with this girl,
yeah.
We had this incident happen 2 years ago where I was like, I think she might have been a little...
Me?
Yeah,
with
she,
me?
She grabbed her dick over at the club in an attempt to like get a ruse out of me.
Did it get
I don't
a ruse out of you?
I don't remember that, but I'm sure...
Did her grabbing your boy's dick get a ruse out of you?
I used ruse in the wrong... It did.
You're like, ooh.
It did. No, at that time I was
grab
like...
Grab his dick.
No, not a... Like a not, cock. Not in a hot... Just like... No, not a fucking cock.
She's just at home like, you liked it when I grabbed my dick?
No.
Yeah, you grabbed his love sex. I love it when you grabbed his love sex.
You grabbed Mike's love sex.
Go downstairs and grab Kevin's...
Go get my lamp so I can fill it.
No, bro. It was the first time where I said, oh, I see what is happening here. This city's weird. Why would this girl I've had an extensive relationship with grab my best friend's dick? And that was the first time I went, this place isn't for me.
Was it really dark and she got you guys confused?
Yes.
Yes.
No.
She was like, who's that tall, muscle bound man over there?
No, but dude, it's
there is in the city, there's this weird sexual chemistry that's just alive throughout.
Oh, no, they're just sluts.
No, I know, but
he's like trying to give them more meaning. These whores on the street, man, they're art.
No.
Every corner has them. Look at them. That's an NFT. STD. Get the fuck away.
No, but to Logan's point earlier, it's not just them. It's the girls that you think aren't too. It's just this weird...
because she fooled me for a while.
It's very few, dude. It's this weird conglomerate of like power, years. Money.
When you say fools, I just see her leaving your house. Like, he thinks I'm a good woman. I'll grab his friend's dick in front of him and still fuck him for a year later.
No, and hold on a second. And I'm gonna, because you know, assuming that all this stuff, we keep all this stuff, but like. She's not a good. Oh. Let me say something really quick.
Oh yeah.
A lot of times.
You and her are Eskimo bros,
start,
brother.
No, I'm
you and her are Eskimo. No, if you and the girl.
I'm gonna.
Are Eskimo bros?
No, how are we Eskimo bros? Who did I? Who
you guys
what?
Are Eskimo hoes. That's what you guys.
Wait,
are.
Who did? Wait, what? That's not possible for me and her to be Eskimo bros. Who did? Did I fuck a dude?
I would say otherwise, dude.
Oh. No, that makes me and him Eskimo bros.
Nah. Yeah, it does.
And also, we're not because I never fucked her. I didn't hook up with her.
Oh, yeah. I thought you had.
All right. So, no, I didn't. So, maybe last thing on this. I don't know. But sometimes a girl's treatment of a guy is semi-representative of the guy's treatment of the girl. And I'm sorry. I'm going to toss you under the bus a little bit here, LP. She had given you many, many chances to say, yo, you are my girlfriend and I'm locking you down.
Mike, she had already grabbed your dick. The moment that happened, she 2 years ago, she ruined any chance of like...
Oh, that was the moment?
Bro.
Hey, man, what the fuck is a moment for you? That's what I want to know.
No, hold on a second.
If that isn't a moment, Mike, was it like, well, no, hey, get off my father.
No, because he
get off of him. No, this is a moment.
He like bought her jewelry and took her on dates after that and like made her feel very much like there was a potential.
Do you want to know why? Do you want to know why? Because your instinct is right. I honestly did feel bad that she had taken such an interest. Well, like I say interest, right? Because like, again, if you are interested in me, I personally don't see why you'd be grabbing my friend's dick. That doesn't make sense to me. But I did feel bad that she had taken an interest in me. And I, in my mind, I had kind of been shut off to anything. I tried a couple times to like pretend that didn't happen. I could potentially make it work, but it just never ended up happening. And I wanted to do something nice, a gesture of appreciation, because I had put her through a lot of shit, although, you know, some things like that were maybe a little inappropriate. But, so I bought her some stuff. Yeah. So what?
It's ironically not the only time that girl you were talking to has grabbed my dick.
Who else?
The FY.
Oh yeah. Why? But we hadn't, that was like a fair game.
Right. That was new.
It could have gone any direction.
You know, I was cooking at Benihana's once. When I was a chef.
You look like a Benihana chef
right now.
I look like a Benihana. You know what's funny? I look like this when I was cooking at Benihana's. And the one thing I realized while I was cooking is all these guys that would bring these smoke shows of like women. Like they were, and by the way, I came from Scottsdale, so it was like, well, there was beautiful women, but like these girls were bombshells. And each time I would notice that these girls were cheating on their man. Like when they would leave, they would flirt with me or give me their number or like talk to their guy. First of all, you have to be on some scandaling, cheating shit to be hitting on the chef that's cooking right in front of you. Like you have to really be wanting to get caught. So, but I would always wrap my head around like, how do these guys not see it? Like how do these guys
not see
it?
You
want
to know why? Do you want to know why they
choose
don't?
Not to see it.
No, I'll give you another reason too. They're also cheating.
I met a guy once. He said, successful guy. He said, if you tell me that you're a married man and you don't cheat on your wife, I do not believe you.
What?
That's what he said.
I've heard that before. From that guy. No. It's just more prevalent than you. You're a standout lad. And by the way, straight up, not a cheater, never have been, and will do everything in my power never to be.
Yeah.
So I understand you. But it is a very prevalent act out there. Monogamy is under assault like never before. And I think that, George, I'm not saying that there's a route to it. I'm not saying that with hard work it could be attained. I'm not saying any of that stuff. But
well, just because he's successful doesn't mean he's a good human.
No. Fuck the success.
Yeah, that
people
guy is a piece of shit.
No.
Like, if you look at the love of your life at all and levels. Cheat while you're married and you have kids and a family, you are a scumbag.
Correct.
I don't care how much money you have.
No, 100%.
You're a scumbag.
Correct.
You're greedy. You want everything, and you're a piece of shit.
Correct.
Like,
which
also
is why
your word means nothing. If the love of your life, you're sharing a bed with somebody, and then you could lie to this person and go back to this bed and this house that you've built, this family that you've built, and still go behind her back, possibly giving her STDs, bringing it back home, possibly giving another girl a baby. If you could do that, and just because you're successful and you walk around your high horse, and you had the audacity to look at me and be like, if you're married and you don't cheat, you're a scumbag, go underneath the rock, fuck yourself.
I would take the success part out of it, because I think that affairs and cheating happen at all levels. They're probably even more prevalent in socioeconomic levels that are lower than that, which would be an assumption.
Maybe I'm wrong. We need to wrap this up. I thought this was a pretty interesting conversation.
I need that guy's number. I need to talk to him.
What guy?
That guy was giving all these guys like
false advice. George
is going
to be out there converting cheaters for the
rest of his
life.
I just fucking hate it, bro.
I love that.
What is your worth? If your word means nothing, what the fuck are you as a human being? You're a weight of paper.
You make a good point. I am on the same page as you. I don't need to say it, but I'm going to say it because I'm the only one who hasn't said it. Yes, I also am not a cheater. Have never cheated.
Correct,
will never
correct,
cheat.
Correct.
But
I feel like
I'm on the same page.
We kind of grill each other.
100%.
Oh, bro,
1,000%.
Friends hold friends accountable.
Yeah,
bro. There's not even a chance. But like, if one guy in my group, if I saw him cheating on his girl, it is a sit down conversation.
Yeah, for sure.
Not in
for
my
sure.
circle shit. For like, sure. I just can't watch that.
We've yelled at him if he's been too far, even towards a walking path towards a relationship and talk to another girl. Like, yeah, not even in a relationship. I've been like, yo, this girl clearly thinks you have, we would be considered pussies by this, current culture.
Yeah. Also, fuck you guys. Sick if culture. Any one of you guys are watching, oh, these guys are pussies because they're the men of their
no,
word.
No, one's saying
fuck
that.
You guys.
No one's saying that.
Fuck you.
No,
listen, I hope you listen. Comment and say, no, George is a pussy. No, listen. He's Christian ass, pussy ass bitch. Yeah, I have morals, you fucking bitch. All right, and when I go to sleep at night, I sleep good.
Let him go. Get him, George.
You know what I fucking
do? We gotta go. We gotta go.
No.
Was this good? We'd like to hear in the comments below.
It was something. I want to know
fucking jump through that
how that develops. And I only want to know on impulse.
I will tell you, looking into this camera, dog, that will not develop.
No, but you want to know why? Do you want to know why you can't say that? Because there's no risk. And I know,
yes,
I know, Mikey.
You just said earlier in the show, and it's not even about that. It's a respect thing for me. If it's about getting head, the well is full.
Yeah, I do not need to risk it. But I'll be honest with you. Girl can throw down.
Stop.
I'm saying top.
Stop.
You're just provoking it.
She's top three. She's fantastic.
Top three?
All right, so we'll have an update. Fantastic. We'll have an update on what happens after this.
He changes his stuff. All right, we'll give you guys an update next week. Thanks for watching and listening. Like and subscribe, guys. Bye.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah. Oh. Sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.